What is up, world? Welcome back. Thanks for checking in. This is the ABC podcast. Anything but credible. Duke's here. I got my buddy Keith with me. What's going on, Keith?
What's up, world?
We are a man down. Griff is out again this week. Not sure. Could possibly be election related. We're not sure. But he's going with a sickness routine.
I'm thinking it's just him hungover. Catching That's what up, I'm going with.
Catching up from Saturday. It sounds about right. Either way, Griff's out this week. It's just me and Keith. But we hope, Griff, we hope you can Heal make up. A full recovery.
Yeah.
Man, Keith, listen, man. Episode 15. There has been a lot of stuff going on this past week, right? Since we last checked in, man.
It's been pretty nuts, yeah.
So, obviously, the election, we're not going to get into that at all, really. But we're still dealing with things that are happening from that, obviously. They will continue, so that's crazy, right? But other things, though. Last night, did you watch the McGregor fight? That was a big deal.
I did not know, but I heard the results.
Yeah.
But I heard a shout-out to the fighter from St. Louis. He was on the...
what was that guy's name?
I can't remember his name.
Our bad, our bad.
I think that match ended in a tie. I don't know, like...
What?
Yeah.
Can you do that in UFC?
I don't know.
Doesn't it come down to the like boxing, like judges pick somebody?
Yeah, but I think it was like split judge.
So even when they go to the scorecard, it can still tie? That's
Apparently,
crazy.
That's what I heard.
Well, shout out to that dude, whatever your name is, man. Shout out to you. McGregor went in two different weight classes, which is, you know, if you're a fighting fan, that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fighting guy, so
I'm not a big UFC guy either.
Also, daylight savings.
I hate it.
Kicked in this past week.
Absolutely hate it. That was actually going to be my talking point for anything new going on, so I'll just get into it now.
Okay.
Yeah. Daylight savings. It sucks. I can't stand it. I can't stand it getting dark at 5 o'clock. Yeah. It is the most depressing thing ever. Well,
even right here, you know, we record these on these podcasts on Sundays at around 6-ish.
Yeah.
This is definitely, I mean, it's pitch black outside. And it's definitely, you know, obviously the first episode that we've done where it's not daylight when we're recording. You know, it's kind of...
Dude, it's just depressing, man.
Yeah, you know, when you're working and you get out of work at 5, right, what you're saying, you look out the window and it's just like, no, it can't be this dark. Like, it can't be. But it is.
And it seems like every year it creeps up on you and it just happens one day, you know? Like, I noticed it, I think it was, like, Wednesday of this week. Like, I just went outside on Wednesday at, like, 5:30, and it was pitch black. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, looking at my phone, like, why does it seem so much later now?
Yeah, right.
Like,
well, have you heard...
Depressing.
Have you heard about... Speaking of depressing, have you heard what this... I guess... It's a known thing. I was just introduced to it, I guess, over the course of the past year. I think this thing called, what's it called? Like winter depression or something?
Seasonal depression.
Seasonal depression. Yeah. You know about that, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a thing. Somebody was telling me, I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. But ABC just came out with this, ABC News came out with this article, you know, saying like, hey, you know, this is a thing and daylight savings has a big... can be a big reason why, you know, people have this symptom.
Yeah.
And I've never personally like done that or had that like whole, I guess it's like, you know, you kind of just get the, what they call it, like the winter blues. You kind of just don't do anything. You kind of it's not like a depression. I guess they call it a depression, but it's not like.
It's more like a hibernation.
Yeah. It's not like a negative thing necessarily. It's just not a positive.
See, I think something like that, just going into a doctor's office and claiming you have seasonal depression just to get pills or something, you know?
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering if it's like how much of a thing is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if like doctors actually take it serious.
Right. I know the first time it was brought to me, I was like, okay, it's just, is this an excuse for you to lay and watch TV all day? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know.
See, I went straight to junkie. That's probably not the best thing, but
Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently, it is a real thing, so maybe. I don't know how that works, but so everyone out there, man, keep your head up. Yeah, we're getting into the winter here, but don't get down and depressed.
The sun still shines every day.
It'll be all right. It'll be right. Man, what else? The mannequin challenge, man. Have you caught wind of that? That's crazy. It's everywhere, right?
I have not participated, but yes, I have seen this, and I don't know. Reminds me of planking.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, right? And when we get into the weekly weirdness, I actually have something related to that.
Oh, okay, right on.
I'm sure you heard about it. It was pretty big news. But I just got back from, went down to Mizzou, right, this past weekend. So University of Missouri, and went to the football game, right? It's a big thing. And they did the crowd a mannequin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it wasn't like a packed house. A lot of people, you know, and so, yeah, it was kind of funny.
So did they go on like the 50-yard line, do like a panoramic?
No, it was just like, they just did it to the like student section. They just had somebody on the field, like, I guess, go across. I'm not really sure. I'm guessing somebody recorded it, but they showed it up on the big screen. I'm guessing that they're going to actually made it into a video. I hope so. Like, yeah, that would be dumb if they didn't.
Yeah.
So that was kind of funny, but yeah, man, that's the thing. You know, I've seen
bunch of celebrities.
Yeah, everybody's doing. I've seen some really interesting ones though. At the same time,
really,
yeah. I think like was it like Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian did one of them giving birth or something?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
What? No. Yeah, oh, that's birth. Disturbing.
Yeah,
dude.
It was gross. I've also seen a couple of them.
Speaking about giving birth, did you see DJ Khaled's Snapchat, his son's?
Well, that's what Griff brought that up. Yeah. But no, I didn't see that.
God. I finally watched it.
Oh, did you? I haven't seen it. No, I didn't actually see it.
Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I've seen some other ones where people do like dumb things that are supposed to be funny, like reenact like a drive-by shooting I've seen. And like
that's not funny.
I know.
It's not funny at all.
I know. Some really people are doing ones where they're like catching their, you know, loved other person or partner and cheating and stuff. I'm like, I don't know, like, if I'm supposed to laugh at this or
it's too far. Yeah, just way too far.
Yeah, it seems kind of cruel to me, and I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know if that just I'm a big softy or what, but you know, I was like, I don't know about all that.
No, I don't think it's because you're soft. I think it's just because you're normal. I don't know. I don't mean to denormalize these other people. Yeah. We can't divide anymore. We need to come together now.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah. Yeah. So, man, I feel like a lot of other stuff too, has happened. I can't really think of anything right now. But I don't know if you saw my Snapchat over the weekend, though. But did you see that ship, the alien ship, man?
Oh, yeah, dude. That was badass.
I guess they were saying it's like a stealth bomber.
Yeah.
It looks, dude, I don't know. One, I don't know why it was flying. Oh, I guess they were doing a big
flyover
Veterans Day thing.
Yeah, duh.
I forgot about that. But, man, I'm not, when you say, you know, people say, oh, it kind of looks like an alien ship. You know, it's like, it's like, you could say about anything. Those ships, literally, if you're not good, I don't know what kind, like the specific ship kind it is.
The plane?
Yeah, that's what I mean. The ship.
Yeah.
But it legit.
You're thinking alien terms here.
The reason I'm saying this is because it looked like a legit alien ship, man. It's like really flat. It's not like.
Yeah, dude.
It's all black, like real dark black. And it's just the wings are out. It's just like kind of glides.
Well, it's meant to deflect radar.
Oh, that makes
so
sense.
So it doesn't come back and they can't like
I guess that
pinpoint
would,
your location. That's, yeah.
I guess that would make it stealthy.
Yeah, that's. It's a badass plane, dude.
It was crazy, and it wasn't like overly loud, you know, like a jet or a big plane going over is. But man, yeah, and it doesn't fly like super high. It was pretty low.
Yeah,
and I was like, wow, you know, of all things to say, that one did look like an
air. That's one thing I have not done in my life yet is go to an air show.
I've never done that either.
I want to go to an air show bad, dude. I think it'd be just awesome, like just seeing like these fighter jets just flying over you doing all these crazy tricks and whatnot.
Oh yeah.
It'd be just be almost like a real pound your chest moment. Like, yeah, this fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's got to fire you up.
Yeah.
Got to.
I don't see how it couldn't.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have to wear like earmuffs and stuff.
I feel like you have to. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some kind of like noise canceling.
Well, I always wondered too, like I always wondered what the distance they make those people stay at, because I actually just watched a video the other day of some guy crashing a helicopter, trying to do like a crazy thing one of those shows. Like,
yeah.
And he crashed his helicopter, and it was pretty bad. And I was just wondering, like, wonder how close these people are that are like watching this stuff. You know?
Dude, it's probably got to be like hundreds of feet for public safety reasons.
So I'm thinking. So I'm wondering, like, if you're far enough away to where you don't really need earplugs or anything, but you probably do.
Probably do, yeah.
So what's going on with you, man? Anything new? How was your week?
Oh, week was good. Election finally over with. A little unrest afterwards. Won't get into that, but yeah. Other than that, though, man, I had a really good week. It was beautiful out all week. Winter's finally, or I guess fall's finally starting to set in, so
yeah.
Nice hoodie weather, you know. That's about it, though. Nothing real crazy. I mean, I'll be out deer hunting next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, my brother just got one this weekend.
Okay.
Pretty happy for him.
Yeah, yeah, shout out.
It's big enough to get mounted, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Took it to a taxidermy.
Already? Got that all set up?
Yeah, it's going to take like a year and a half to get it back, though.
Wow. No, why does it take so long?
I guess the dude's so backed up. I don't know.
A year, though? Like, this guy literally stuffs dead animals, and he's already backed up a year. Like...
Yeah, I'm not really sure how it works.
My God, is he like the best in the state? This guy is crazy.
I have no idea. I don't.
Did your brother just get the best taxidermist in the world? Or
I doubt.
I'm like really confused about this.
I doubt that. I just think they're few and far between. I don't think everybody wakes up every day and is like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go stuff some dead animals." That sounds like a career choice.
Well, you know. One of the more famous ones. I think that's what happened to Norman Bates. Norman Bates started doing that, and then before you know it, he turned into psycho and started killing people.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, God. But yeah, enough with my Hoosier things. What'd you have going on, man?
Not much. I just, like I said, I was at Mizzou. That was cool. Did some tailgating, you know, and kind of relived the
college days.
Somewhat, you know. You know, I'm not a Mizzou guy. I'm a Mo State guy. Shout out to the Bears. But, you know, it was cool. It was cool to go up there. And I guess it was alumni weekend, and they were doing the Veterans Day thing. And so they had a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, man.
A lot of people. But something did interesting happen on the way home, making that drive home. I drove right when we were getting, I'd say we were about 20, 30 miles out of St. Louis. And I was driving a little bit next to for a while was like a biker group, a club,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They all,
MC, bro.
Yeah, MC.
Sons
but there
of
was like, yeah, there's like six of them though. Like it was like a legit squad. And I got closer and I guess so they had like the legit, you know, like the Sons of Anarchy
vest. Yeah.
They were
yeah.
all rocking the. Helmet, sunglasses, and then they had the bandana cover in their face, but it had like the skull.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the bottom half, so, like just the
yeah.
jaw.
So yeah. They're looking real badass. Apparently, it's called the Low Riders. I guess that's a
MC club,
a club out
here?
There. Yeah, it's, yeah. It's a St. Louis chapter, I guess. I don't know how big they are or anything. I didn't like look them up, but yeah, I was like, oh, that's interesting. They were going over to the east side, so.
They have a 1%er patch on, dude.
I don't know.
They got to watch out, man.
It did look like they had some kind of titling, like underneath, you know, like their ranks and stuff, but I didn't see any like separate.
Oh, okay. Separate like on their rockers.
But it looked like they definitely had like some system going on. So I don't know how legit they are, but I you know, I've randomly heard of a couple of biker clubs and stuff around here, but I never heard about that one. I don't know if they got off at went to the east side, so I'm not sure if they're like right over the
bridge
so if they're technically they're on the east St. Louis or what, but
who knows, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. I don't know about,
I mean, they probably got chapters everywhere.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. You know, seeing those guys, you always wonder, like, at least I do when I see those bikers together, I wonder, like, do those guys, you know, which bike clubs are really running that Sons of Anarchy lifestyle, you know?
Because
there are people out there. It's just like I always just wonder, like, I wonder if these guys are the next Jax, you know, and those guys.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to mess with them or ask them any questions, because those are some scary dudes, just like I wouldn't walk up to any other gang and ask them any questions, so I'm just going to let them do them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care that much to know.
Yeah, but, exactly. Like, it'd be the last person I'd want to interview as a Ugh, a guy in a bike gang.
It'd be super interesting, though. Like, I bet those guys got the craziest stories, I bet.
Yeah.
They have to.
I've always wanted to start, like, an MC club. Well, not an MC, but shout out Sons of Malarkey. Me and Dugan are starting it. But I've always wanted to start a club like that, like an Elks club or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I just think
what kind of
cool.
club would we start? Like, if we started a club, I think we could start one for, like, you know, like yard games, like people that love yard, like, you know, cities. I feel like South City people love yard games, like washers.
Yeah.
Poles.
Just hold tournaments every so often.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Like get a big group together.
We got to get a clubhouse, though, man.
Yeah, we got to work on that.
Yeah. Dude, the ABC clubhouse. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet our club would, that would be a good time.
That would be a good time, dude.
We turn it into something fun, probably.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, cool, man. So what do you say we get, yeah, man. Yeah. You know what? Let's get into theory.
Yeah. All right. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Pull it up on my phone. All right.
What you got for me?
This week's theory. We all know and love the books of Harry Potter.
Love Harry Potter, man.
Written by J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
She's an actor. She did not write these books.
Uh-oh.
It was a multimedia collusion to start this wave. So, there's arguments saying no person can write these books in 10 years.
Whoa.
Get them published and everything else. Okay. So, this was all a collusion. They wanted to come up with a rags-to-riches story to just push this book and this narrative out there. So, there's a bunch of multimedia companies that came together, like... whoever filmed the movies, whoever published the books and everything, they started this phenomena. And J.K. Rowling is not a real person. Don't know who wrote the books. And she's just a paid actress.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. So wait, all those Harry Potter books were written in 10 years?
Yeah.
That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of crazy.
And isn't it, though? It makes you wonder, man. Like,
yeah, because those are big books, man.
Yeah. Those are big books. I forgot how many are there now. Like 8? I think 8 plus.
9 maybe? Yeah, something.
Plus a play. I don't know. One just came out. I haven't been.
Yeah, and that's before the Harry Potter stuff too. So.
Yeah. Written on a napkin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true, like, true, true.
Like,
so then.
The story was almost too good.
Well, what do they say? Her net worth is like something crazy.
It's like $1 billion or something nuts like that. I mean, shout out to her.
No, you know
this
what?
Is all true.
If she is a real person, like, yeah, shout out to you, man. But I don't know, you know.
Makes you wonder, dude.
I always wonder what the process, when it comes to writing a book, man, like how intense and crazy. It's got to be, I mean, I know people spend lifetimes on writing a book, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless she had these things just like stashed up somewhere.
She's worth $1 billion.
Oh.
She's worth $1 billion.
Oh, my God. She's a billionaire from writing a goddamn
series of books.
She's a billionaire with a B.
Dude, you know what we need to do, man? Well, side tangent, but do you believe this?
I could get into this.
I thought so too, man. I thought this was like one of those that's like not as far out there as like dinosaurs helped build the pyramids or something like this. I thought this one you can actually believe.
Yeah, this is by far one of the more realistic possibilities. Okay,
yeah.
Because... first of all, without even realizing it, humans love the good up and coming story, you know, rags to riches. Like without even if you say that's bullshit, whatever, you still naturally it's just something
underdog story.
Yeah, you like it, you know.
They're just trying to tell you you can make it. You know what I mean? Like if you do this, you can make it. That's why it's so believable.
J.K. Rowling, man.
She's an actress, not a real person.
Yeah, I wonder if she's not real.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's real. You know what
like
I mean?
Like that person.
Yeah, that person, the actor.
And
is
they just
real.
Like made up how much she's worth. It's just fake.
I don't know. Along with the lie, you have to have some of this money.
With J.K. You know Rowling. What I mean? So,
you're not going to give yourself up if you're worth $1 billion?
No.
There's no way.
I predict that in real life, J.K. Rowling's name is... Stacy, and I think she lives in probably somewhere. She's like British, right, or something.
Yeah,
probably lives somewhere in Britain. But like in just an average, she probably lives in an apartment. I'm saying, Maybe downtown, close to downtown, where it's, you know, you're not in the hood, but you're not living penthouse suite life. You know, just like an average medium income apartment. That's my guess.
Right now, you think she's the person that actually wrote
the books. The real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I would get paid off. She would have to be paid off, you know what I mean? In order to, like, not just come out and be like,
yeah,
no, 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 no. Or who even knows, man? There's ghostwriters for everything.
Like, true.
Rap songs, like, ghostwriters. Like, some of the, like, Britney Spears, I think she's written, like, one song.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to Britney Spears or anything, but, yeah. I don't think she's written a majority of her songs.
No. I mean, it's, yeah. A lot of people don't these days, but.
Yeah. That's beside the point.
Yeah, wow. Crazy, right? JK. Yeah. I wonder, so are we going straight government on this? Like, no. Cover up? Or are like, this is... I think Warner Brothers does the movies, I think. Like, you think it's like a class, like Hollywood?
This is just fabricated by...
Yeah, but you said multiple...
Media companies. Yeah,
like multiple.
Yeah, and who even knows? I don't know who published the books or who produced the movies, but they could even fall under the same corporation, like umbrella. You know what I mean?
Right. Like NBC, one of the branches, like ultimately could be like NBC or something.
Yeah.
Like with their 800 branches that they have.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like Pepsi actually owns Taco Bell and stuff like that.
Right.
So
right.
Like
yeah,
whatever
yeah.
publishing company that's held by... Whatever yeah. media company, you know?
Man, I know a lot of people that are going to be upset by this. I'll tell you right now, if my mom and my sister ever heard this, they'd be really upset.
You don't have to take away from the books. The books are still good.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if they care, actually. That's true. It has nothing to do with the content.
Yeah, the content's still good. I mean, I still read the books.
Yeah, that's true.
Still good books.
Maybe they won't be. I don't know.
It was just a fabrication.
I don't know. I also, though, like this whole thing of, at least personally, I think I made it to the second book. Like, I'm not much of a reader, but, you know, I'm big on the story and I like the movies and stuff. But
yeah.
I never, like, I don't know if I actually ever cared about J.K. Rowling, but I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that do.
Yeah. I mean, shout
maybe
out
overseas,
her.
Maybe overseas. Oh,
probably.
People like love or something. I don't know.
But yeah, supposedly it was all done in 10 years, published in 55 different languages.
Like, just mass, like, mass publication.
Yeah. Like, immediately.
We both remember, obviously, when that book came out.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about. When that book came out, it was chaos, man. Chaos hit the street. Why did that book have such a huge, you know, it's just no one knew who this author was. Like,
exactly. How did it blow up?
Yeah. Why was it such a smash hit when it came out? I remember when it came out, there's people. Stayed out. There were people camped outside bookstores for the night and stuff. Remember that?
It was like a
crazy release.
I'm
starting to think about it.
Yeah, because I don't know if it was like published first overseas and then it came to the U.S.
Okay, that would make sense, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And like, but all of this happened within 10 years. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah, no, that is weird. Yeah, I liked it. I like it.
Yeah, I thought this was a good one. Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring it to your attention.
See, now you got me thinking, because it's like that book shouldn't have been that big of a smash to start with. You know, maybe if it got some
traction, the
wheels start rolling. But it had that release date, people were freaking out. Now I'm starting to think, like, why? Why was that book a hit? Like, why was that hit before it came out? You know?
Like some kind of marketing company just shoved it down your throat whoever's throats, you know? It's nuts.
Wouldn't it be crazy, like, just to think that the Harry Potter series could possibly just be, like, you know, some kind, it could be like some crazy marketing strategy. Like
just to test it?
Yeah, like, it literally just, like, let's just see if this works.
Yeah.
And it just was like,
boom,
through the roof.
See, I wonder,
maybe they like named a marketing model or something after this
track. Harry
like,
Potter series.
That would be crazy.
Well, that's kind of like The Martian, that Matt Damon movie.
Yeah, the movie.
Supposedly that started off like a guy just wrote a book, put it on like whatever ebook websites, mm-hmm. and supposedly that thing just blew up somehow. I don't see, that's where I don't know enough about how the internet works in order to get on Google searches and everything like that. Uh-huh. So,
well, see, something like that makes sense to me, right? Like, it's out there.
Yeah, it's like a grassroots type deal. Yeah.
This is what's weird about this is, like, it had that hype before it came out. And so that's, I'm like, because, like, if the first Harry Potter book was to do it in that way, that, like, that guy, like, just had it out there, sitting out there, and, you know, whether he did it or fans found it and stuff, you know, and it gained a following, like, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'd say, okay.
That's normal.
But that is not what happened to this Harry Potter
book. Yeah, because nobody knew who the author was. It's different if, like, Bill O'Reilly wrote a book, another book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knows Bill O'Reilly, so it's going to go skyrocket straight to the top because everybody wants to read his books. Or, like, a Danielle Steele or who's the other dude that writes all the creepy shit?
Stephen King,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So if he puts out a book, yeah, that makes sense. But this lady, no, it doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah, right. Hmm. Man.
Creepy.
Yeah, if you guys, anybody out there, if we really butthurt about any diehard Harry Potter or / J.K. Rowling fans out there, you're butthurt, you know, let us know.
And please inform me if I'm totally wrong on this.
I was going to say,
because this is off the internet. It's not like it's super reliable. But.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I know a few, I would say, I would go as far as to label them as diehard Harry Potter fans.
Oh, me.
So there might be some people that are like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
See, let us know if you're
out there. Let us know. Yeah.
Tweet at us right on the wall. Or you guys can even email us anythingbutcredible@gmail.com. That's the email. So you got some strong feelings or comments or anything like that, man, let us know. Good stuff.
But yeah, what I was going to say is we need to write a cookbook, man.
Oh, what?
ABC Podcast cookbook.
What kind of, like, food, though?
Yeah, man. Oh, we really don't make food, though.
I was going to say,
never mind.
I can, like, fry up chicken.
Bad idea.
Yeah. What we should do, though, is, like, a cookbook, but not for food. Like, an instructional book, I guess you'd say. But, like, for something else that, like, what's something that we do? We don't, like, cook.
Drink.
Yeah, but those are already pre-made. can't do that. What about, I mean, like, not, like, what's something that's, like, no, like South City people do, like?
Bullshit. The art of bullshitting.
We could write a book of just, like, South City life, like, things that people in South City do.
For
instance, here's something that we're known in the city is when someone drives past you, you have to watch them the entire way. Like, that, everyone does that. You never notice that?
I guess it is.
I've done it my entire life,
like, too.
If you're standing out in the street and you're talking to somebody, you will, without even thinking about it, watch that car go by. Or at least look at the driver. You always look at the driver.
That's so true.
Face, too. It's not like you just see, it's like you actually look in his eyes or her eyes.
Yeah.
Don't know why. But you always.
Is that just a South City thing?
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I wonder if that's just like a human thing. Like, because that naturally, that could be a threat, you know? So you have to keep your eye on it. I don't know.
I'm not sure. What else? Also, front porch living, that's a thing. People just camp out on the front porch all day.
I love front porch sitting. It's one of my favorite pastimes, you know? You get the cards game on, just sitting on the front porch, enjoy some brews.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than sitting out on the front porch during a thunderstorm. That's my thing, man.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that's my thing.
That is so awesome. Especially in midsummer when that temperature just drops and it just feels
wind comes in.
Awesome outside. Yeah.
Right.
Dude, I do love that. I want a sun porch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Man, when I went to Florida like a million years ago, I was like a little kid. I didn't know what it was, but now like we went on this like cool, like I got this like a dolphin cruise or something, you know, you go see dolphins and shit.
Yeah.
We're driving by the shoreline stuff and they had these just mansions right on, I don't know what the ocean is or I don't know where we were, but these mansions that have, you know, even though they're right on the water, they still have these dope, really nice in-ground pool in this area, but what they all had to was like basically built into the house to where the entire outside backyard, they just had like a black giant screen would like come out and it could just basically turn their entire backyard into a sunroom.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That'd be so sick.
Like it wasn't just like a room. It just covered all of their property.
Yeah.
It was almost like something you would see like if it like in the Purge or something, you know, like lockdown.
Oh, okay.
But it was really just to like keep the bugs and stuff out. And it was just like at the time I was like, oh, that's cool. But now I look back, I'm like, that's awesome. Like, that's really awesome.
Yeah, like I want that.
You get all the benefits of everything except for, you know, you don't bugs or whatever it is. It's not like you're just confined to a room. Like, you can literally, it's your whole backyard.
Yeah,
you know?
See, that would be perfect for me because I absolutely hate eating outside. Anybody that's ever gone to a restaurant with me knows that. I cannot stand eating outside.
Is it because of the bugs?
Why? Yeah, man.
Solely because of the bugs.
Bugs and just, I don't know. I just can't stand eating outside.
I'm kind of with you. I prefer, you know, if I'm about to eat food, you know, I prefer a nice air-conditioned room.
It's got to be an air-conditioned environment. Because, you know, sometimes when you're pounding out a huge burrito or something, you get the meat sweats. And that just happens.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than, like, eating a big-ass burger but, like, sweating because it's hot out. Like, that's
yeah, that's, no. That sounds miserable.
Yeah, no, I'm not about that, man.
Yeah. Not about that life. I'm glad somebody agrees.
Yeah. I mean, I will eat outside. Like,
oh,
not,
yeah.
Like,
if I'm at like a barbecue or something, and I'll bash a hot dog outside or something.
I mean, just bugs in general. This isn't, you know, going to be crazy to people, but, you know, bugs in general just annoy the shit out of me. So,
oh, same here.
But my food, though, it's like another level. You know, like, it really gets to me. Anger. I go to anger. And that's,
I hate seeing a fly land on my food.
Man, dude.
It's the worst feeling ever.
Craziest thing. This happened over this past week, too. I was... it happened last weekend, I guess.
Okay.
Sunday? Monday? Well, I don't know. I think it was Saturday. Last Saturday, maybe. I wake up, and I roll over, and on my wall is this gigantic bug, right? And it's just sitting there. And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, I don't even know what that is, man. So, obviously, I instantly kill it, right? And then I look at it. And I mean, I'm talking like the size of almost like one of my fingernails. Like, it's this big. But I look at it, it was a mosquito.
What?
And it was like gigantic, like ogre mosquito, man.
Oh, man. It's probably been eating on you all night.
So then all of a sudden, throughout the day, I'm starting to get a little itchy. I realized I got a couple bumps. This thing was feeding on me all night. And I swear to God, it was the biggest. I mean, I think I turned it into an alien. It literally just feasted so much that it turned into like Godzilla. Yeah, like Godzilla. But I also think the reason it was, when you see a mosquito not move, only when it's, I think it.
It was so full that it couldn't fly?
And I killed it. It like exploded. I think it was so full of just blood from sucking all night. And I was just like, what the, you know, like, God. It really bugged me. More of the story, though, is that like I couldn't get. I just kept thinking about
past it
about this mosquito biting me unconsciously, not knowing that I'm just all night just getting attacked. Like that thought, I didn't sleep very well. I was just like, God, I hate mosquitoes, man. I hate them.
I hate bugs, dude.
Yeah, they are the worst.
Yeah, just so annoying.
So okay, cool. Well. Let's, you know what, man? We just did that theory, you know. I think before we get into the weekly weirdness, maybe we should
check in with the Squatch course.
Yeah, you know, I think we got a real opportunity here. Griff's out. You know, we couldn't find anybody to replace in quick enough time. And we got, you know, our Squatch correspondent, Flo Helly. He's on the move right now as we speak, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I think, you know, we could probably give him a call and just see, you know, where he's at or what he's seen today.
Let's check it out. Yeah. I think he's driving through Arkansas right now as we speak.
Arkansas. Okay. So he's not too far from us then.
No. But I hear Arkansas is pretty squatchy.
It is extremely squatchy.
Very squatchy?
I know firsthand. Well, not firsthand, but I've heard a lot of things.
Okay.
Apparently, Arkansas has some killer hiking trails and stuff.
Oh, prime time for squatch.
They're notoriously known. For squash activity.
Okay. Let's check this out. Let's give him a call.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude?
Flo Helly, what's going on, man?
Not much, just fucking driving. How about you?
Hey, man. Welcome back to the ABC pod, man. It's good to have you on.
Oh, we're already live now. Wow.
We're going. We're rolling.
Oh, yeah, we're going.
So... Give us a little heads up here. What's happening? Where are you headed, man?
I'm on the way to Houston right now.
Houston. And so where are you at as we speak?
Somewhere in Arkansas, or Arkansas, as I believe they say it.
Oh, okay.
That is how it's pronounced, actually.
I believe so.
Now, I know it's dark out. Me and Keith were just talking about, you know, especially with the daylight savings and all that. So I'm sure that you can't, you know, see too well right now. But earlier today when you're on the road or anything, past any squatchy activity? I mean, give us some information out here.
Southern Missouri was pretty squatchy. I saw quite a few deer, but usually the deer stay away from the squatch. So
that's true. Maybe they were running from a squatch.
Yep.
That's very possible. I mean, they're in their mating season. So squatch might follow that along. They might be angry squatch about that.
Oh, well, yeah, they for sure know about that.
I bet it's primetime hunting season for squatch.
Well, this is tough for them. This is tough for them because they know that it's hunting season.
Oh, so they gotta stay extra hidden.
Yeah, they gotta be extra sneaky.
There's a lot of eyes out for them right now.
Yeah, see, it's a double-edged sword because you know these deer are running around crazy, right? And you've been hibernating or whatever you're doing. I don't know what they do, but they're super hungry. But at the same time, you know that there's humans hunting your food. So
yeah,
but we also know that during this time period, this is the time period too where they like to do a sneak attack, where they know people are hunting. So maybe they what they do is they don't necessarily go for the deer, but they hit the campsite.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
We just come out at night. I mean, they are super smart. So.
Yeah. Are you planning on making any pit stops?
Actually,
on this drive to Houston.
What was that?
I said on this drive to Houston, it make any pit stops. Maybe you should, test out some calls or something later on and see.
I was actually doing a little bit of research while I was driving here.
Oh.
And I looked up the official Swatch website for reports.
Is that the BFRO?
What?
The BFRO?
I believe so. Just the Texas version only, though.
That's okay.
But Houston, there's only four sightings, and the last one was in 07. So I'm not too pumped about that. But the place, Montgomery County, 16 sightings with the latest this year, two of them this year. So I think it's a hot splash spot. I think I might have to, I'm going to get a hotel here. Later on, I'm hoping to make it that far.
Wow, that would be epic. You know, but the thing about Houston, it just gives you a better possibility of finding one, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I got good eyes for squatches, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're not new to this. You're an official squatch correspondent, man.
a hairy squatch is kind of obvious in this report. Late night, while entering some subdivisions in Montgomery County, including Woodknot. So I'm gonna get this call. I'm definitely gonna throw some Woodknot out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Got to.
And you gotta watch out too, because you know you as we all know. I mean, it's a known thing, but if you don't go for the Woodknocks, you know the next thing is the rock throwing. That's how the next form of communication.
Didn't say rock throwing. Yeah. I'll try.
Well, you know, people don't know this, you know, people assume, but squatches are friendly beasts. They don't, you know, as far as humans go, they don't want to attack us or anything. They're just trying to talk, man.
That's what I was a little worried for, her, for being hunting season. They might be a little mad at us right now.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, that's true.
It's a possibility.
Well, I'll be in Texas, so I'll just like pick up a gun real quick and have to
Are you planning on speaking to any locals?
I kind of want to say I'm gonna try and find a hotel that, you know, maybe it's like a little off beaten path instead of like a Holiday Inn or a Jersey. Maybe a nice inn where they get some maybe even like squatch meetings like the last episode you guys talked about. So maybe the front desk girl knows some good things.
Yeah, I think you're on the right path there. I love the dedication.
Ripper's not there today. He skipped the podcast to go protest downtown. That's just insane.
He probably did.
He might actually be doing that. Now, Joe, on your way to Houston, what's the direct path? Like, what's the path looking like? Like, where any Squatchy? I don't even know if you'll know what's coming ahead as far as Squatchy areas that you'll be driving through.
Besides looking at Texas, I don't know anything about Arkansas, but it's been pretty. I mean, similar to Missouri so far. I'm still in Northeast Arkansas, but. Nice, heavily wooded, squatchy as hell.
Yeah, Arkansas is very squatchy. I know about that. I'm wondering once you get into, I guess, I don't know. We'll see. You think Texas, when I think of squatchy, I guess, Texas is pretty big. They got to have some squatchy areas, right?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I mean, up in like northern Texas, it's still kind of wooded, and you go down south, it's a little dangier, and there's... So,
where's Houston at?
Houston's a little less squatchy than that Montgomery County. So
North Texas?
No, Houston's like pretty much as south as you can go. Like we're pretty close to the border.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So you might not necessarily, maybe Houston isn't where it's at, but who knows? Going to and from somewhere, you might run into some squatchy areas.
Keep your eyes out for El Chupacabra down there.
True. Very true.
I always am.
So, Joe, we appreciate it. We just wanted to check in with you. It's kind of, not the best scenario, like I said, because it's dark out.
So hopefully, get some good humming here.
Yeah, you have to let it. We'll have to check. We'll have to check back in with you, see how it went, and then we'll also have to get, an update on, if you've seen any at that point in time. If we see anything that catches your eye,
Definitely.
All right, Joe. Well, we're gonna let you go, man. We appreciate you jumping on the ABC pod, and we'll be hearing from you soon, man.
All right, no problem, man. Bounce.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, best of luck to Flo, man. He's out there.
He's dedicated, man.
Squatch is out there, man. He's hunting.
Yes, he is. Gotta do it.
You want to get into some weekly weirdness, man?
Yeah, let's get into this weekly weirdness.
Man, okay. You know how I'm going to start. We said we weren't going to talk about the general election, man. But the general election, but we also voted for, there are many other things, right?
Yes,
the Senate and all that stuff. You heard about this guy in California, man. This guy in Oceanside, California, he got elected to treasurer for the city. He was a city treasurer, which is, it's a real position. That's a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is, dude's dead.
Yeah.
Has been dead.
Since September, I believe.
Since September.
Yeah.
Almost two whole months.
Yeah.
And he still got elected.
Well, yeah.
Like, this is the greatest story I've ever heard of. This guy is winning, taking W's from beyond the grave, man. I can't even get my life. I cannot, no W's over here. It's L's all the time. This guy's winning.
That's epic, dude.
I mean, I don't know how this happened. How's this happen?
I mean, is the city better off just not having a treasurer, I guess?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the kicker, man. The woman, I forget her name. She was, okay, so the guy's name is Gary Ernst. He's the one that died. RIP.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out. RIP to Gary, man. Who he was running against, I don't know her name. I can't find her, but she's the only one, right? So she did all these, her campaign was like, hey,
this guy's dead.
Yeah, she wasn't even talking about this guy. She started out with like, yeah, I can't wait to be your thing, because she's thinking, but then he dies and they keep them on the ballot. And then so now she's like, well, I guess there's a possibility. So I guess, so she starts running some things saying, you know, yeah, Gary, rest in peace to Gary, you know, shout out to his family and stuff. But, you know, guys, this is like,
yeah,
basically saying like, hey, this is what it is. She didn't win. She did not win. She lost to a dead guy, which I'm sorry, man. Whoever, whatever your name is, I'm going to personally apologize to you because some bad things have happened to me in my life. Some very depressing things.
Yeah.
But man, I don't know. If I lost an election to a dead person, I feel like that's an all-time low, man. That's got to be an all-time low, right?
Yeah, it has to be. You're that unpopular that a dead man is a better option than you for this position. That's pretty rough. I wonder if it's just people that didn't realize. No, you have to realize, like, that would be on the news that your city treasurer is dead. Or somebody running for your city's treasurer is dead now.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And get people.
Side note, yeah. You think she killed him?
No, well, that would be crazy, right? Well, that would, God, that would even make it more of a tragic L.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Killed him. He didn't even just like win though. He won by 6 points, man. Like
that's a spread.
That's a solid W.
Yeah, you know,
that's not like by a couple hundred votes.
This lady must be really hated.
Well, I'm trying to find this quote.
Or just super unpopular.
But somebody, they interviewed somebody. What's it said?
Somebody from the city?
I think it's a city councilman. Yeah, I think Jerry Kern or somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's a savage, man. If I was her, I'd probably try and kill this guy. Not for real, but he quotes to this article that I'm reading and says, here's a direct quote that he gave to the Voice of San Diego, the newspaper down there. He says, even though Gary passed away, he's still better qualified than she is. Like, that is the most savage. I mean, that is the meanest thing I think I've ever heard somebody say. Like, think about that for a second.
This guy's the ultimate troll. That's awesome.
He just told this woman that, like, not only is she bad at a job, but that, like, a dead person it would be better suit. Like, that is, that's low, man.
Dude, that's pretty rough. I feel sorry for this lady, but God, that is an awesome quote. That's almost movie status.
Like, this can't be real, man. This cannot be real, man.
I know.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's too great.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Nadine Scott, man, shout out to you. That's the woman we're talking about. But man,
Nadine, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We here at the, ABC pod, we feel for you. Hopefully you can make this through. I don't know. It would take me about a month to recover from this. I don't know if I could show my face ever again. I feel like I would probably move. I think I would have to.
Yeah.
There's no way you're ever living that down.
No, no.
Like, you will always be known as the person that lost to the dead guy.
I feel worse for her kids if she's got any, or her husband, you know? Because, like, your wife just lost to a dead man. Like, how do you go home, like...
Okay. Here's the other thing, too. This, like, she says in this article, she's like, I'm not just, like, a regular person, too. Like, this... I feel bad for her. She says she has a law degree. She practiced legally, so like was a practicing,
yeah.
And she's been a district treasurer for 20 years. So this is really just, she was just going for the next stage up as far as the treasury goes. And
yeah, but what was her track record?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, I understand. She probably is qualified for the job. But
they said there's over 15,000 people voted on this. 15,000 people, majority voted for this dead guy.
And he won by 6 points?
Do you think they knew that he was dead? I feel like they probably just didn't know he was dead, right? Could you see yourself honestly voting for you? There's no way you would vote for a dead person.
Well, no.
Unless you really hated the other person, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Man, she must have like said something really bad or something.
Like, I could see how it happened if somebody just voted straight ticket for one party.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
okay,
I could totally see that.
Okay.
But
they just know, like, you get out of the booth, you call your buddies up, and you say, hey, like, you guys vote for that dead guy, too? Like, yeah.
God, yeah, crazy. Totally voted for the dead dude.
Wow. Mind-blowing, man.
I mean, I could totally see, like, because you always hear of, like, tiny little cities voting, like, their cat as mayor or something.
It's true. There has been, like, a couple dogs, I think, got elected or something. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So
crazy, I mean, stuff out there with the election, man.
That is a conscious, like, thought, though, voting for a dog. This, I think this could, this could be a little like unconscious voting. Like, just, I'm voting straight ticket. Screw it.
It has, you know, to. Yeah. Wow. Crazy.
Still hilarious, though. Yeah. If you did knowingly vote for a dead man, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to you, man.
It's definitely a new one.
What do you got over there, Keith?
All right. So I've never had my car stolen, but I could only imagine it's a very traumatic experience. So there's this couple. I believe they were in Oregon. Yes, they were in Oregon. Couple had this red Subaru station wagon. You know, just typical, everyday, normal car.
Yeah.
And one day it popped up stolen.
Ah.
So, you know, they go through the regular measures, you know, reported stolen and everything. Then all of a sudden, it appears in front of their house again. Same exact car. Their car. Nothing moved. Nothing changed on it. There was a note and $30 in there for gas money. The note was apologizing because there was a lady, the lady that actually stole their car, I guess she technically stole it, but was actually borrowing a car from a friend that had the exact same identical car.
Okay.
So this man that she was borrowing the car from, his key worked in this car. Worked in this car. So she was able to unlock this car and start this car.
How is that possible?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea, but supposedly there's been things with like key fobs that are like super tuned to like three different makes and models that will actually like start, if you're in a like garage, will pop like three different cars' trucks.
Oh.
So like it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's very rare,
yeah,
I would
guess. Yeah, I would say, yeah.
So yeah, this lady brought the car back and gave them $30 for gas money. So I thought that was awesome. I just wonder when she realized it wasn't this guy's car.
Right, yeah, what do you think?
You know what I mean?
You think like she saw like the police report, like heard something maybe? Like,
well, I don't, it probably wasn't, she didn't see the police report. She probably was like rummaging through or like, you know, put her phone, like, I don't know, somewhere, or put something in the glove box or something, and it was like, oh, God, this isn't my friend's insurance card.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Right, like, right. Oh, God, what do I do, you know?
How weird of a feeling would that be to be that, let's say it happens, right? You're at a stoplight, and you're like, oh, let me get my gum out or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a piece of gum, and you open it up, and like, let's say that happens, where you see somebody else's, and you're just kind of do one of those things where you look around and you're like, wait a second. Like, how weird of a feeling would that be?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be so awkward.
Okay. This is hilarious too, because I just feel like if I'm the guy that got his car stolen and you bring it back to me and you're like, hey man, my bad. I'd be like, you know, no, you're full of shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, but if you were like, I would definitely call the cops.
Yeah. Though. Right. And, but if you're like, no, dude, like for real, check this out. Like my key works. I'd be like, okay, I guess I can't be mad at the end.
Yeah,
like,
thanks for bringing the car back, I guess.
This is a story of hard to believe, but it sounds like a genuine mistake.
Yeah.
Like an accident.
Like, this is just an accident.
Yeah, it's a legit accident. Like, that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, and I found this on NBC, actually. So this is, like, credible, I guess.
Yeah.
As far as
we go.
Yeah. Like,
our finding, yeah. Wow. And then just wrote a note and was just like, oops, sorry.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, oh, I apologize for stealing your car. Here's
the other question, too. I have, like, that person that dropped the... Do you think they're, like, that'd be, like, me coming to you and being like, hey, Keith, will you follow me? I gotta go drop... I stole somebody's car today. And I just realized, like, it's not mine. So, I'm gonna go give it back to him. Could you follow me and, like, take me home afterwards? Like... That'd be...
Yeah, like, how do you bring that up? Like, I would definitely Uber. Like, I'd Uber back. Be like, no.
Maybe just don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that story about that stolen car? That was so weird.
Yeah,
so,
that's nuts. I don't know who'd do that.
Yeah, don't you have, like, the exact same car? That's weird. Yeah, wow, that is weird.
Yeah, I drove it around for 2 days, too.
Wow, that's hilarious,
man. Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
I got something, man, I came across. You know, I love... If we already understand about... My horror movie love.
Yes.
Now, yes. I love all things horror related. Like, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I really am entertained and interested in the paranormal and stuff. But, you know, I found the latest possession that I found this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a possessed salad dressing.
What?
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
That
can happen. No. So the ghost, like, embodied the salad
dressing? Yeah, no, just that. Yeah. It wasn't even ghost. I think it was just straight the just actual possessed? Dressing. Yeah.
God. Weird times we're living in.
Casper, Wyoming is where this took place.
Beautiful.
McLean, I don't know her first name. I can't see, but this woman basically claimed, yeah, I got attacked. When they said, what would you get attacked by? I said, a paranormal entity. And they said, well, that's crazy, you know? Like, and she's like, no, mm-hmm. like how, you know, people are like, how did it hurt, you know? Maybe sometimes people get scratched in their sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you get grabbed or something. Mm-hmm. Now she's like, no, it's just my salad dressing bottle, like, exploded. And it, like, was beating me up.
Oh.
so she was saying, I heard, here's a quote. I heard pop, 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 and I looked up, and the salad dressing was possessed. She said in a video.
Okay.
Oh. And so I guess this bottle like exploded, right? And then it started hitting things. It damaged the carpet, the wall, a computer. And what she put on.
Oh, God.
As far as damage, this is hilarious too. On the damages, like, you know, the police report, she put her clothes that she was wearing, like, as a loss of damages, like loss of. She estimates the total damage to be around $2,500.
$2,500?
From the salad dressing.
From the salad dressing.
The thing really was mad, man.
Oh, yeah. This thing was ticked off.
Now, to give her a little bit on her side, this says earlier, whatever kind of dressing this was, Dorothy Lynch, you ever heard of that? That's the dressing, the brand is. I've never heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that either.
Apparently, earlier in the year, this year, that they had several things recalled for bacteria and stuff in their dressing.
What?
That apparently can make a chemical reaction to make it explode and bubble.
Holy shit.
So, obviously, the salad dressing just exploded.
And it was not possessed.
It's hilarious that she filed a police report claiming that it was a possession. Like, I just don't. Why would she take it to that level?
Yeah.
Like, I don't take. I'm sure she saw some crazy stuff happening.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, like, one of those things where you're like, whoa, what just happened? But, like, what made her go to that next step of, like, possessed?
I think she was already on that next step, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what
she
I mean?
She was gone already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So, a little funny thing, man. People are so weird, dude. People are so weird.
I know, man.
They never in my mind, never. Like, I would definitely tell you about that, like a story, you know? I'd be like, craziest thing happened with this. Never would the thought even cross my mind for me to say something along the lines of, it was possessed, man. Like, and actually believe that it was like some kind of entity, ghost, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. No, I.
Man.
I don't think I'd be taken credible after that. Well, I'm already not anything but credible.
Shout out. Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of like, you do tell us about your, like, weird dreams and stuff, the weird dream you just had, you know? So, like,
I, you know, weird things that catch me off guard, and I, like, try to remember them because it's like, you know, I want somebody else to know. Like, I want other people to ask.
To be aware, up. You know?
And not even only that, too, but, like, to be like, am I, like, okay, so here's how I think about this. Is this weird? Or, like, how would, you know, I want to see how other people think about it so that if I'm, like, if I actually am, like, weird on something. You know what I'm saying?
Or, like, you're headed down the path of saying your salad dressing is possessed.
Yeah, like, something like that. I want to be able to catch myself before I really lose it, you know? If people start looking at me like,
no, this dude's...
No, man. Then I'm going to know, like, okay, something needs to change. But, yeah, shout out to Divil McLean.
Divil McLean.
That's her name. Shout out to you. I hope you get your stuff fixed. And look at this pile. And for all those people out there, that do eat Dorothy Lynch products, don't, man. Look at this.
Dude,
this
that's thing, crazy.
This picture, you guys can look this up. It looks like some kind of chemical reaction's happening. Like, don't eat that.
No.
Don't.
Yeah, that makes me wonder, man. Yeah,
don't put that in your salad.
No, not at all. Don't dip anything in that.
What kind of bacteria? What kind of bacteria makes a chemical explosion? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? No. What is going on? Oh, that's crazy.
Not a scientist.
I don't know, man. What do you got?
You know, if anybody ran into this over the past week of Facebook killing their users.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm sure everybody's heard about this by now, so I don't really have to get into detail on it, but I just wanted to pose a, like, almost a question. Like, how would you feel if you, like, saw a loved one just dead on Facebook? Like,
wow, what, that's true.
What crazy. Would you think of? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, crazy.
And then, like, you immediately call them and, like, they don't answer, you know?
Yeah, they're, like, in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that would just freak me out, dude.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
I think they solved the issue pretty quick, but, yeah.
Because even, wasn't even Zuckerberg was dead, right?
Yeah,
even
I believe he, so. Even yeah. He was. He couldn't escape it either.
Did they release anything of why?
I don't know. Probably some kind of glitch.
Yeah, somebody hacked in and just, like.
Or it's AI.
Ooh.
Already picking victims.
Could be. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, that's true, too. Like, what? Dude. Oh, yeah, I would for sure think of it like that, too. Like,
yeah. Artificial intelligence picking victims.
Yeah, like a future thing.
See, that's why I'm not on Facebook, man.
You know, like that's just like a sign, like some kind of subtle sign.
Oh, okay.
To me.
So,
to
oh,
me.
Okay.
I would take that as a caution.
Oh, like almost you would think of it as like an omen?
Yeah, you know, like.
Like.
No, okay, like, you know.
Foreshadowing?
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, those Final Destination movies?
Yeah.
Like, they all figure things out by, like, looking at, like, the way something was in a picture or, like, the sign behind their head and something, you know, like, little things, you know. Okay. It's just sort of, but.
Yeah, that is nuts.
That would be the first thing that would come to my head. Like, I know it happened to a lot of people. Do you know how many people?
I don't know how many users thousands. It reached, yeah. It was in the thousands, I would imagine, yeah.
I would just be like, well, maybe I should watch out, like, before I cross the street next time.
Yeah.
Or, like, go buy a lottery ticket or something. Like, one or the other. I don't know. I feel like I should do something for this. But
yeah.
I didn't even check mine, so I don't. It could have happened. I don't even know.
Oh, shit.
And it's also interesting that you brought up a Facebook story, not having Facebook.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
I mean, AI, it's out to get you, man.
You know, this past week, obviously, we said the big thing was
the election. The election, you know? Yeah.
I found this kind of cool story. It's just going to be a little quick hitter.
Yeah.
This woman, man, shout out. She's going to be my shout out of the week, too, I think. Arohi Sharma. I hope I said that right. I don't know. She flew 2,597 miles just to vote.
Good for her. Good for her.
Where did she come from? I'm trying to find. So she was registered in L.A., but, man, she had to have come from. Oh, she flew from Cambridge, Massachusetts to LA just to vote.
Good for her.
She boarded a 7:30 flight and landed, I guess it's a 5-hour flight, so made it in time before the polling places closed and stuff. Now, I'm not sure why she did. You can still vote. There's mailing ways. Like, if you're not in the county, you can still vote through your county by doing, it's like a special form of voting, right? What do they call it? I forget the actual.
Yeah, you can.
It's like, I forget what they call it.
Yeah, but, you can vote before voting day.
I don't know if this is necessarily needed, but the fact that she did it, I mean, shout out to you. I guess it says in here the plane. So it cost her, the plane ticket cost her $627.
Just to go vote.
Good for her. To cast one vote. So, you know what, man? A lot of people don't vote.
But
not many people go over, way over.
This lady's vote to her was worth $600.
And
good for her.
A headache of a time. I mean, you're literally flowing. I'm flowing. Flying there to do something and then leaving. You know, she don't live there. Like,
yeah.
This wasn't a vacation. You know, this was literally like a mission.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, shout out to you that she would go over the top, like way over the top just to do that, you know?
Yeah, good for her.
That. Yeah.
Everybody needs to get out and vote.
Yeah, you should vote, people.
Yeah.
You should have voted.
Well.
And in the future.
Yeah, just in
vote.
The future,
just vote.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Just do it. It only took me, you always got stuck in a line.
Oh, yeah.
It only took me 3 minutes.
God, that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
So,
all because they didn't have a key to lock up the ballot box.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't like a malfunction or anything. They just didn't have.
Nope.
Oh.
Just the votes would have been, they wouldn't have been secure.
Oh, and, yeah. No one wanted tampering.
Yeah, nobody wanted to trust
and
it.
For so. That's the, for the physical, the paper votes.
Yeah,
right?
That was for the paper ballot. Wow. Yeah.
So how long did you wait?
I got there at like 5 till 6. So I was hoping to get in there, vote, go to work. Mm-hmm. But I didn't vote till about 5 till 8. So oh, about man. 2 hours.
Damn.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
It was a pain in the ass, but I mean.
Hey, you got it in, right?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, it's like that's the one day where people are like, hey, you know, like your boss isn't going to get mad. It's like that's the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I start at 7, so I only missed an hour of work.
And right, but even.
I made it up at the end of the day, so.
I got you.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, it was a pain in the ass. So staying on with this whole voting and election thing, came across the story. Did you see this ad for a, I forget if he's a congressman or running for Congress or Senate, of this Texas guy? He's got his wife begging you to vote for him.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like in his political ad, his wife is pretty much begging you to vote for him. Now, I'm post this on Twitter whenever we get the episode up.
Yeah.
But this video is just golden.
Is it? We don't have it hooked up right now, but why don't you play that video and just put it up to your mic?
Okay, we'll do.
We can hear it or something.
Gerald really doesn't have any hobbies.
Last year's tax rate was 0.4169. This year, we could take that down to 3838.
So is he always like that?
0.4169.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, I think I like helping around the house here.
Please reelect Gerald. Please.
Okay, so she's saying it because she's like, this guy's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I get him out of the house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Annoying the shit out of her. And like,
that's hilarious.
When I post this video, if you haven't already seen it, it's pretty much just her like rolling her eyes at him every time he starts talking about like the tax hikes and everything else.
Okay, so that is so funny. It's like you picture like your dad or your grandpa or something just sitting at home. He seems like a really nice, cool dude. And he just like, I'm going to stay here and talk numbers all day. Yeah. And she's like, no, get this guy a job.
No, please reelect him. He loves this way too
like,
much.
This is hilarious, man, because he's just like a jolly guy. It's just like, yeah, I'll just hang out and we'll just talk about, you know,
stuff and things.
And she's like, no. Like, yeah. I like that. That makes him way, to me at least, like way more likable, like way more like a normal person.
Yeah, it makes him genuine, I think, you know? Like, and the wife's willing to do this, so like, she knows, like, yeah. Yeah.
And it seemed like it makes them seem like genuine, just like regular people. And like, she's like your typical.
It makes you trust them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's all he's going for.
Yeah.
He wants you to trust him to get your vote.
That's really fun. You don't see many people like do that. That's a solid strategy, campaign strategy right there.
Oh, there's like no that. Doubt. Yeah. Different. He cares this much that he's going to just constantly talk about it. Please, I cannot take this anymore. Get him out of my house.
He was just, what was he when he was talking those numbers? He's talking to just like, what was he doing?
It was
in the video.
Well, it starts off with them washing dishes.
And he was saying those numbers?
Yeah, and he started saying those numbers. And then it cuts to him outside, I'm guessing, with a neighbor or a friend or something. He's barbecuing, talking to his neighbor about these numbers. And the two women are inside. And the one visitor asked the wife, like, is he always like this? She just looks at him, yeah.
God.
Like, hey, God, I'm so annoyed with this.
That's hilarious. What's this guy's name?
I think it was Gerald Doughty.
Shout out to you, dude.
Dude, I don't know if he got elected or not. But
oh, man.
Shout out, you know?
Hopefully you got your place re-elected or I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gerald Daughtry.
Gerald Daughtry.
Yeah.
Whatever. However you pronounce it, man. Shout out to you. Hope it went well. Or hope it goes well. I'm not sure if it's over or what.
But. Yeah, he was running for Travis County Commissioner.
That's funny, man. And it's funny too because he sounds like your typical Texas man.
You know,
like got the twang and just I don't know. That's just funny.
All about the people.
My last story here that I got, man. You know, we were talking a little bit before earlier in this episode was the, you know, the mannequin challenges.
Yeah.
It's taking over the world, man. Well, I don't know if you heard, but I got the ultimate.
You got mannequin the ultimate story. Mannequin. Okay. Let's hear it.
Did you hear about those guys that broke out of prison?
No.
These guys. Two guys.
Uh-huh. Right on.
They took the mannequin challenge to a whole nother height by using mannequins to break out of jail.
No shit.
You know all you people out there doing mannequin challenge videos and stuff? It's cool. You never broke out of jail with.
Yeah.
No. No, you didn't do it.
No. This takes talent.
These two dudes, James Anthony Whitlock. and Matthew Baker. These guys, these London guys, man. I don't know how London does with the prisons. I don't know how that is, but apparently it's a really old building. But, yeah, they found mannequins and basically dressed them up and put them in the bed to make sure that they were going to make roll call for the night, man. And it worked. It worked.
Dude, that's awesome.
These guys. That's awesome. Yeah, right?
I mean,
this is like, you would not
think. Two convicts escape, but
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah. It's just something you wouldn't expect that to work. It's not supposed to work. Even in the movies, you're like, come on.
That's like something you see in a cartoon, you know?
Yeah, you know, even when you see that in the movie, you're like, come on.
You know, this reminds me of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, it is like that. Yeah, it is like that. And so what they did too, I'm not sure, like I was saying, I don't know about this prison, but I guess what they did was they cut the cell doors somehow with something. I'm not sure they cut it with, but that, it must have been so old that they could cut it with something, some kind of machinery. And yeah, and then they left the mannequins in there, got out of there. I'm trying to find. Oh, well, these, you know, we're giving these guys credit, but they're, I guess, wanted for murder. So I'm not, we don't know, condone these, but hey, the attempt though, man, like that's kind of crazy, right?
Yeah.
They have been obviously caught since then. So I think they only made it a couple days. I'm not really sure.
Okay, good. Good. These people are back in jail. All right. Especially for murder.
Oh, it looks like these were not like store mannequins.
Oh, really?
It says the mannequins were probably made from everyday items they have access to, like clothes or paper. They made paper mache mannequins.
God. So they made pinatas of themselves.
They made pinatas. Like, you guys,
That worked.
That worked. They got out of jail. Broke out of jail, man.
Wow. How does that work? Like, I've seen some pretty lifelike statues before, like some wax statues, but never paper mache ones.
Paper mache mannequins. Wow, man. Hey, some creativity happening in that prison.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man.
Jeez. Man, it's just funny. It called my attention because, you know, we see, like we were saying before, well, I've seen a whole different kind of videos.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be the next one in the
That's
prison.
That's real deal, man.
Maybe the next one will be... the prison. you got anything else over there?
No, I think that's about it, man.
No Florida this week.
Yeah, no Florida this week.
No, any Hoosier stuff been happening lately? I feel like something happened to me, but I can't remember what it was.
No, no real Hoosier stuff.
No.
Just your typical Hoosier. You know? It's hunting season, so there's about to be a lot of Hoosier stories.
True.
A whole lot of Hoosier stories.
Very true. Some Hoosier stuff happens in the woods out there, man.
Oh, yeah. Some drunk hunters. That's the easiest way to get a Hoosier story, man.
Yeah, true. Very
easiest
true.
Way.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to get off your chest or a shout out before we get on out of here?
Yeah. I got a shout out. Shout out to all the veterans. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I believe it was Friday was Veterans Day. Now, I do work with a guy in our shop. He was not there on Friday. Shout out to Steve. I'm going to have to buy him a donut tomorrow morning because just show my thanks and my gratitude for him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll lay off making fun of him
for one day.
I don't know. That might not last.
You give him like an hour.
Yeah. Like a minute maybe.
Yeah.
I'll probably hand him the donut and call him a bitch or something. So... Yeah, shout out to all the veterans out there. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say the same. I wanted to say the same thing. And shout out to the veterans and anyone that really, you know, military service, man. When I was at that football game this weekend, they, like I said, they were doing a thing. Well, throughout the game, actually, they were honoring people.
Yeah.
And I think it was, I don't know if it was halftime or in between the first and second quarters. They had a few people, like five people that they were just going down the line. Like, this is Keith. He did blah, he did blah. Two of the guys really caught my attention, man. The one guy was like 80-something. He had served 34 active years. So that not necessarily I don't know if that means like out on deployment or anything, but that like ready to go. So that guy lived his whole life, 34 years, just any given time, could get that call. I don't know if he possibly did a lot of times. I don't know how that works. That struck me as crazy. I can't imagine living 30 years and just always having that in the back of your mind. Like, tomorrow I could get
called. I might be at war tomorrow, yeah.
Also, the other guy, and I feel really bad that I should have wrote these guys' names down. And at the moment, I didn't think about it. I wish I had them now, so I apologize for that. But the other guy served, and I know there's probably other people out there that are like, that's nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But to me, as a normal person who is crazy, I cannot just imagine.
Normal civilian, yeah.
This guy, other guy, served 10 separate deployments. 10 separate deployments. That, jeez, to me, really struck me. I was like, that's crazy. Okay. Like, that gets to the point, too. That gets almost, to me at least, gets to the point where you're like voluntarily like, all right, let's do this. Like, I don't know. Can you do 10 separate deployments? Like, I feel like that's like, I don't know.
It seems like a lot, but I think you can. I don't think the Army's going to deny you.
No, and that guy
whatever service.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's in. It's gonna deny him.
I don't know. Maybe that's not even like a big thing. I'm not sure what exactly it means. But to me, from what I understood, like I wouldn't. No, I do whatever the minimum was, yeah, and I'd be like, "Get me out of here, man." So, like, shout out to you guys because I cannot. Either one of those. Just I was like, "Wow, dude."
Yeah.
It was really, really, really wow, and it made me super, super grateful.
It makes you patriotic.
Oh, for
man.
Sure.
It makes you super patriotic because, like, these dudes fight for this.
Yeah, it's
like,
no joke, man.
You
it's real.
Sitting at that football game, that's what they fought for, pretty much.
People don't think about that, but that's real. That's exactly it, man. Everything that we do,
everything
is because of what those guys are doing. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
You know? And it doesn't, a lot of times, it doesn't even cross, you know, we blink an eye and on to the next thing. It doesn't even cross our mind. It happens to me all the time. I don't think about it. For something like that, that really strikes me. I sit down, I think about it for a minute. I'm like, wow, you know, it's kind of wild, man.
Yeah.
To just be like, man, I don't know. You know, it kind of leaves me speechless.
So maybe if to our listeners, if you see somebody in military uniform, maybe pay it forward for them.
Yeah, for sure. And this is a little late. You know, we're a few days.
It
late.
It is a little late, but it's never late.
That's what I was just gonna say.
It's never late.
They only get one day. Like that's kind of bullshit, right? You know, it should be.
Should be celebrated a lot more than one day. Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
If you see somebody out there, know somebody, man, you know, do something for them. Or at least say, hey, man, thanks. Just thanks, man.
Yeah.
People appreciate that stuff.
People will appreciate that.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. Anything else, Keith?
Shout out to the Blues for they honor a service member every night.
True.
Every home game.
Yeah.
So that's really cool of them.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, that's about it. I guess humpback whales.
Taking over. I was actually gonna say shout out to Griff, man. Hope he gets better, back on track. Hopefully we'll have him next week. If not, you know, who knows? We don't really have a schedule or anything for this.
Yeah.
We just kind of go with it. We might be able to grab somebody in next week maybe and see. Who knows? We'll deal with that when the time comes. But shout out to you, Griff. We are going to get out of here then. ABC Pod, man. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Facebook. /ABC Pod, Twitter _ABC Pod, SoundCloud, iTunes,
Stitcher,
man, anywhere. Just Google it; it'll come up.
Yeah.
I guess with that, we appreciate you guys checking in. We are on episode 15 right now. Keep it rolling, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.